Some of the Vince Guaraldi piano songs you can identify from the very first notes. The tune is Cast Your Fate to the Wind. It has endured as a jazz classic, written and first performed by the pianist Vince Guaraldi in 1962. The producer of the first Peanuts television special, this was in 1963, liked the sound of the song and signed up Vince Guaraldi to score those TV shows, and he went on to do 16 more of them. Guaraldi died in 1976 when he was 47 years old. This version of the first hit song is being played by George Winston, who saw the very first Charlie Brown TV show and bought the record the next morning. He's put together now a tribute album called Linus and Lucy, the music of Vince Guaraldi.
Even to this day, his music is, particularly the Peanuts, but also Cast Your Fate, is just very much part of the fabric of the culture. But his name is a lot less known than his music is. I mean, if you play a lot of tunes of his, people say that's Charlie Brown music, or, oh, did he write that Cast Your Fate to the Wind?
He wanted to, he traveled some with, as the pianist, with Woody Herman's Thundering Herd, but he really wanted to stay in the San Francisco area.
Yeah, he liked playing locally and being with his family, and he loved San Francisco, and that this area really, you know, had an effect on his music as far as his impressionistic tunes go. You know, the whimsicalness and the fogginess, and it's cold in the summer sometimes at night, and so the topography, you know, the area itself had an effect on him.
You like, you say in the liner notes, you like that idea, that sort of sense of the season and nature, because it fits with the way you play and have written over the years.
Yeah, I always do thematic albums, and the theme of this album is Vince Guaraldi. His pieces are somewhat seasonal. I mean, there's Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving, there's Charlie Brown's All-Stars for the summer, You're in Love, Charlie Brown for the spring, Skating for the winter. So when I was growing up in Montana, the four seasons were so different from each other that there were really four very distinct ways of living for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's almost literal. You can see it in the tune Skating you mentioned. Children trying to catch snowflakes on their tongues.
Yeah, he was an amazing composer.
Tell us about the song Treat Street.
Treat Street is where the original Fantasy record company and studio that he did a lot of records for since 1950. He recorded for them from 56 to 66. And it's in the right at the border of the Potrero district and the Mission district of San Francisco. A lot of beautiful Latin music in that area. So that song's basically about that part of San Francisco.
And you're bringing a bit of New Orleans to the song with your playing.
My main mentor on the piano is the late New Orleans pianist James Booker. You know, learning from him really gave me the means to play, have the left hand be the band. So basically, on a lot of tunes, I play the Vince Guaraldi right hand, the James Booker left hand. I'm not a jazz pianist. I'm much more a rhythm and blues, and some tunes a folk pianist. And so when Vince takes a jazz solo, I more often than not will take it like an R&B solo.
And the last song on the album is your tribute, really, to Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, the theme to Grace, he wrote, there was a jazz mass at the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco had commissioned him to write. And again, there's a really jazz part in the middle, and I went the folk route and made up a little tune called Lament. in the middle and then goes back into Theme to Grace.
We have saved the dancing part of this interview for last, and it's a song that I think people are waiting to hear. In your concerts, when you play this, I'm talking about Linus and Lucy now. When you play this, do they cheer right away?
Often they clap, and I hope I do the piece justice. I know the first time I heard it on Charlie Brown Christmas, and I wasn't even particularly a fan of pianists then, but the piano, particularly in that one, just drove me nuts. I just love that piece.
This has got to be a lot of fun to play the piano, this one.
Yeah, the left hand of Vince often called himself a reformed boogie-woogie pianist. And what he did is he played just different left-hand rhythmic patterns that weren't boogie-woogie at all, but his own, just like this. And this is an amazing left-hand pattern. It's really hard to play in the beginning because he does a little turn with the timing and the rhythm there that throws everybody for a while. I'll show you where it is. Right there.
But it's fun to play, right?
Oh, I love the piece. Now, here's the second bridge where he played swinging jazz and I played James Booker R&B. I've been playing Vince's music, playing live since 71. So this album, I thought of this album back in 76, so I did a ton of research over 25 years or 30 years, and I'm just real happy to pay tribute to one of my heroes and mentors.
George Winston talking with us from KQED in San Francisco about his new recording, Linus and Lucy, the music of Vince Guaraldi.